Reading passage. Quebec City's heritage is not all tucked away behind its old stone fortifications. Each neighborhood and district reflects how local history was affected by the diversity of its inhabitants. All these attractions and historical sites bear witness to the influence on Quebec society of the omnipresent religious orders and institutions. They also underscore Quebec City's strategic military importance on the North American continent, and the role played by museums in preserving and maintaining Quebec culture. Some of these sites were large private estates that were transformed into public parks and wildlife preserves many years ago, while others consist of conserved or restored historical buildings that serve as reminders of bygone eras. In 2008, Quebec City will celebrate the 400th anniversary of its founding. Few cities in North America have reached this milestone. When Champlain chose the location of his settlement, he named it Quebec, a word from the Amerindian language meaning place where the river becomes narrow, probably never suspecting that he was establishing the roots of French civilization in the Americas. During the 17th and 18th centuries, Quebec City was the center of New France and its enormous territory. At the time, this empire covered all of what is known today as Eastern Canada, the Eastern United States, the Great Lakes, and Louisiana, extending from Hudson's Bay in the north to Florida in the south. Champlain chose to build his first habitation, dwelling, at the foot of Cape Diamant, in a neighborhood known today as Place Royale. The Place Royale Interpretation Center offers information on the history of this site, considered the cradle of French civilization in the Americas. Old Quebec was named a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1985. The best way to explore this historic neighborhood is to take a leisurely stroll with a good guidebook in hand along its narrow streets lined with stone houses.